Local Tag by Gareth Gwynne and Benjamin Partridge.
Dad, you meant to have left by now. What are you doing?
I'm watching America's Greatest Sniffer Dogs. It's amazing.
It's 9:15 a.m. at JFK Airport, and Sniffer Dog Prince has just eaten 2 kilograms of cocaine.
Off.
It was a bloke in prison who got done by customs. Tried to smuggle a Komodo dragon into Gatwick by claiming it was his son. He just put a baseball cap saying Malta on it.
Dad, you need to get ready to leave the house.
Thing is, in America they don't mess around. But you can get anything through UK customs, as long as you put it in under the seats in a caravan.
Come on, put your coat on.
My mate Dave used to do this all the time. Nip over to Europe in the camper van, fill it up with dodgy meat, and then come back. It was all going fine till he was embroiled in some meat-based food scandal.
Oh yeah? Which one?
Let's just say that van had some serious horsepower.
Your mate Dave was responsible for the horse meat scandal.
No, it was the public's lust for cheap lasagna that was responsible for the horse meat scandal.
Oh, Bob. Oh, haven't you gone yet? Barbara will be here any minute.
Mam probably doesn't want to find her ex-husband sitting on the sofa in his ankle tag reminiscing about horses he once ate.
Can't we just come clean and tell her I was released? She might even be glad to see me.
Well, I think her exact words were, I never want to see or hear from him again. Don't tell me when he gets out of prison. If it was up to me, he'd be there forever.
I don't know what her problem is. Show me the wedding vow that I broke.
I don't think promising that you won't start a multi-million pound double-glazing fraud operation, going to prison for 5 years and forcing your wife to sell the family home is specifically mentioned in the wedding vows, Dad. But I would say that it's heavily implied.
Come on, Bob. Barbara and Derek are probably only 10 minutes away.
Oh, Derek's coming too. I can't believe she married that bloke.
Didn't you introduce them?
In a way. He was my arresting officer. Long story short, he kicked down my front door and made himself at home. If he's coming, I'm out here.
Oh, finally.
Same, though. I was looking forward to an America's Greatest Sniffer Dogs marathon. Now, even though they're in the force, I've always got on with police dogs. Easy to pet than a police horse. Cleverer than a policeman.
Cup of tea, Barbara?
Oh, go on then.
And then, Caris, we can sing Happy Birthday to Nana. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you.
Stop it!
Oh, sorry, Barbara.
Oh, sorry, Alice. I'm not in the mood.
Oh, is everything okay?
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday
to... Shut up, Griff.
I think your mum's reached the age where... Happy birthday feels sarcastic.
No, it's not that. I'm just in a bad mood. I've had a bit of a falling out with Derek. That's why I left him at home.
What's he done, Mum? He normally seems so calm and placid and polite and clean. God, I love Derek.
That's exactly it. Recently, I found him about as exciting as ringing the DVLA.
I thought that's what you liked about Derek. Didn't you have your fair share of excitement when you were married to Dad?
At least with your father, there was some spontaneity. He might have decided to pose as a Mexican diplomat to secure funding for a town twinning that was never going to happen. But at least it was exciting.
What's brought this on, huh?
Derek and I are trying to book a holiday for the summer, but we've done the same thing every year. Trip to a B&B in Norfolk. It's the clock radio museum, fish and chips in the rain, visit a creepy windmill and then home.
Can I go on holiday with Derek? Because that sounds absolutely superb.
I said I want to do something different this year. I want to hire a camper van and drive across Europe. Just going where the wind or the capacity of the chemical toilet takes us.
That sounds horrific.
I'm a free spirit, Griff. I'm like the wind. Who knows where I come from? Who knows where I'm going?
You're a retired dinner lady.
So what did Derek say?
He refused. He says he can't deal with the uncertainty of the open road. For him, a holiday needs to be planned down to the last detail. I want to be free. One day we'll be in Paris, the next Lisbon, the next Moscow.
How fast is this camper van?
It's not just holidays, it's everything. The only restaurant he's ever taken me to is that Italian in town, Pavarotti's.
Oh, yeah, I know that place. Portions are enormous. If you clear your plate, you get a standing ovation.
We must have been there 30 times, and he still insists on checking their hygiene certificates.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can just do that online.
I know I shouldn't do this, but sometimes I can't help but compare him to Bob. And while your father was terrible in many ways, looking back, I miss him a bit. I bet you do too.
I absolutely do not.
You're just like him.
I am absolutely not like him.
You are? I noticed you've got exactly the same wife front drying on your radiator.
So what are you and Derek doing for your birthday this evening?
We're going out for a meal.
Pavarotti's again?
No. I told him we're categorically not going there and that he needs to surprise me. Surely he can manage that.
Do you want me to text him a list of ideas?
Oh, yes, please.
So you're telling me Derek's in hot water, is it?
Yeah, she's really cross with him.
I knew this would happen. The man's about as dynamic as a National Trust cafe.
Derek is a lovely, organised, respectable man.
Thing is, deep down, she just loves a bad boy. It was never going to work. It's like leaving James Dean for Alan Bennett.
I think she just wishes he was a bit more spontaneous.
See? I'm spontaneous. I just went to feed the ducks. I start with some bread, and I thought I'd branch out. And before long, they were getting a bit of Bombay mix.
Yeah, maybe not that spontaneous.
Did she mention me?
Oh, come on, Dad.
Did she mention me?
Well, a little bit.
Ah! She's obsessed with me. She can't help it.
Yeah, but it was only in passing.
She's nostalgic for the good old days. Birthdays were the best. Breakfast at a little chef, a trip to the races, and then home for a curry so hot she had to book the next day off work.
Well, sounds like a day centred around your interests, Bob.
And every year without fail, I'd buy her a chocolate orange, a bottle of gin and a Cuban cigar.
But Mum doesn't smoke.
She does after a bottle of gin.
Right, well, it doesn't matter, Dad, because you're never going to see her again.
It's the law of the jungle, boy. When the alpha male returns, the rest of the pride stand down to welcome the silverback, lit only by the lightning and the moon. A storm is brewing. The stallion has come home.
What animal are you in this metaphor?
Also, she doesn't even know that you're out of prison.
She knows it. She knows it. She can feel it in her bones. She can smell it in the air.
Oh, yeah, about that. I was going to ask you, can you stop drying your pants in the hall?
Guess where we went. Guess. Just guess where we went for my surprise birthday meal.
Pavarotti's.
Pavarotti's.
I mean, I'm surprised.
I'm sorry he didn't do anything special for you, Mum.
Oh, no. He did something special. As it was my birthday, he very generously said that we could order anything, not just from the 30-quid special menu.
I've just made some coffee, Mum. Do you want one?
Yes, and put some alcohol in it.
Well, alcohol-wise, we've only got a can of bitter and a bottle of pasta sell-by date mint Baileys.
Throw the mint Baileys in, darling. I'm past caring. I feel awful saying this, but this is the first time I've ever actually had real doubts about this marriage.
You know, Barbara, it's good to have differences in a relationship. I mean, look at me and Griff. I like things, and he doesn't.
Oh, I'll get that. Hopefully it's Derek with a rose between his teeth and a voucher for Café Rouge.
Hiya, son. Where's Babs? It's showtime.
Dad, she's married. What the hell are you doing here?
Hi, Griff. It's me, your dad. I've been released from prison. I've come to see you. My only son.
Shut up.
Griff, what's going on? Is that Bob?
Hi, babe.
What are you doing here?
I'm fresh out of prison and I'm here to see Griff, who I haven't seen in 5 years. I didn't expect to see you here too.
But Bob!
I know you said you never wanted to see me again. But I just want to speak to my son, meet his beautiful wife who I've never met, and my grandchild, who I've also never met.
But why are you wearing a white tuxedo?
Well, actually it's cream, but the sequins are white, and, I'm meeting my grandchild for the first time. I want to look the part.
So with that in mind, you came dressed as a croupier?
Well, you better come in.
Mum, you don't need to do this. He can go back to wherever he lives.
No, he's here now. Come in, Bob. Let's sit down and have a proper chat.
Oh, hi, Bob. Oh, you look smart. Never seen you in a tuxedo before.
So you've met before?
I've never seen him in clothes. I mean, I don't mean I've seen him naked. I've never seen him before. No. Hi, Bob. I'm Alice.
Nice to meet you, Alice.
How was prison? Was it fun?
No, it wasn't fun. And this must be Caris.
This must be quite an emotional moment for you, Bob.
What? Oh, yes, of course, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you want to hold her, Bob?
Bobo.
Yeah, I know I should say yes, yeah, first grandchild and all, but truth be told, if I get sick on this suit, it's going to cost me 600 quid, so, no, I'm good, thanks.
Bob, I know I said I didn't want to see you again, but honestly, with you here now, it's a nice surprise.
Oh, it's nice to see you too, Babs. I had your picture up in my cell in prison, sandwiched between Felicity Kendall and Janet Ellis.
Thank you, I think. There's a lot of water under the bridge, but I think we can afford to be civilised, can't we? Do you want a drink?
Oh, I see you got the mint Baileys out. we used to make our own mint Baileys in prison. UHT milk in a carrier bag, crush some polos in it, and then stash it behind a radiator. 2 weeks later, depending on the time of year, you've either got some quite nice mint Baileys or sort of gross cheese.
You're being very quiet, Griff, but you must have a lot of questions for your father.
Oh, yes. One or two.
Well, go on, then.
So, Dad, what I want to say is you need to realise that in the last 5 years, things have changed.
Yeah, your hairline's beaten a retreat toward your backside and you put on a bit of timber for a start. Now, let's get Mint Baileys flowing and I'll tell you about the time I convinced a prison guard my cell was haunted so I could sleep on the warden's sofa. And then we came out of the sea and someone had stolen our clothes.
So what did you do?
Well, picked up someone else's, didn't we?
Turned out they were a priest and a nun. Then we went to a restaurant, and because the proprietor was a devout Catholic, he gave us a free bottle of wine.
Yeah, I remember that place, downtown Barcelona. Babs tried to order a pie, and they bought a paella.
And then you ordered salmon, and they gave you salmonella.
I think that's the third story we've heard this afternoon, which ended up with you having food poisoning.
Yeah, and the second one, when you dressed as a priest.
Ah, we had a laugh. I bet your holidays with Derek are nice, though, eh?
Oh, Derek knows what he likes. And what he likes is a B&B in Norfolk with easy access to the A148.
You know, in the 10 minutes he was cuffing me and threw me in the back of a police van, I never felt that I got to know Derek.
Oh, let's not talk about Derek, eh, Bob? We've got 5 years to catch up on.
There you are, then. We'll settle in for 5 years' worth of top-draw anecdotes. Now, who wants a cup of coffee? I'll make them.
Dad, are you sure you'll be able to do that, given that you've never been to our house or kitchen before in your life?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
I'll give you a hand, Bob. I know where everything is.
Oh, great. Now they're in the kitchen together, falling back in love with each other.
Oh, she does seem to really like Bob.
No, she doesn't. She just thinks she does. It's like when she got a December. It's all fun now, but in 2 weeks' time she'll have twisted her ankles and she'll be crying into a crash mat.
Bob does look good in a tuxedo. He really owns it.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he looks better than you. When you wear a bow tie, you look like you're going on the Antiques Roadshow, and not as an expert, one of the weirdos in the background who hasn't even brought an antique along.
He's turned on the charm and Mum's fallen for it, just like the old days. I'm going to put an end to this. I've got a plan. I'll get it! Derek, come in, quick.
Griff. Nightmare getting here. I'd set the sat-nav to bring me here on the most fuel-efficient route, but there was a diversion, so I ended up on the dual carriageway, where I had to do 60 mph, a full 12 mph north of the most fuel-efficient speed, which in my Hyundai is 48 mph. And with petrol at £1.30 a litre, I'm basically burning money at that speed.
Not now, Derek. On the other side of that door is my father. Do you remember? The one you arrested and he used to be married to Mum?
Bob's out of prison. I must say, he was a pleasure to arrest. Normally, they're scratching and spitting and hurling abuse. He just put on a Spanish accent and calmly claimed to be a diplomat.
Yes, well, he's currently charming the spunks of your wife. She seems quite receptive to it. Why on earth did you take her to Pavarotti's again?
I thought she had a nice time. She was so blown away by the lasagna, she barely spoke to me the whole evening.
Go in the lounge and show Mum the spontaneous, romantic man that I know is deep in there somewhere.
Yeah, right, good. Is this a shoes-off house
or... Oh, just get in there!
And it turns out that with a keen eye and a steady hand, you can just draw your own Romanian passport.
Hey, look who it is, everyone! It's Derek!
Derek!
Hey!
Barbara.
I'm not sure I want to talk to you. I better take Caris out. She's crying.
She doesn't look like she's crying.
Well, I'm leaving. Bye.
Yes, and I'm going to go too. Leave Derek and Mum to have a chat. You coming, Dad?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yep. Griff, I've just spent 5 years in prison. I'm quite comfortable with a frosty atmosphere. Compared to being inside, this is like being on Graham Norton. Good to see you, Derek.
Bob, the last time I saw you, you were exercising your right to remain silent.
Yeah. Funny thing is, that's what your wife is doing to you now.
Barbara?
Careful, Derek. Anything you do say will be used against you.
Listen, Barbara. I know that you're a free spirit. That's why I fell for you in the first place. I remember early on in our relationship when we were on the motorway and you wanted to stop at a services. I asked you if you'd prefer Lee Delamere or Membry, and you said...
That I didn't have a preference.
I couldn't believe it. I felt like we were mapping the Wild West.
It was very nice.
Wow, and you went on a date to a motorway services.
But at the end of the day, I'm a Membry man. I need to know there'll be a Waitrose. I need routine. It lets me be the best man I can be for you. Outside of those parameters, I fall apart.
Derek, read the room, mate. Me and Barbara are rekindling something, yeah? We're having conversations we should have had a long time ago.
Why are you wearing a white tuxedo?
Why aren't you, Derek? Why aren't you?
Bob, stop there. Maybe we should have a chat in the garden. Get a breath of fresh air.
Go, Snippy, out you?
I thought it might be a good idea for you to cool down a bit.
Look, before you say anything, I think we should just take things slowly. I want you to fall in love with me again. Now, I know they say lightning never strikes twice, although I did once manage to convince an insurance company that that had happened.
Bob, I'll stop you there.
Yeah, you're right. The time for talking's over. Let's get physical.
No, I very much didn't mean that. Listen, it has unexpectedly been lovely to see you again. It really has. But I'm with Derek now. And even if things don't work out with Derek, I could never go back to you.
Really? I thought we were getting on.
We are getting on, and that's nice. But I can't forget everything that happened. When you were in prison, I was left to pick up the pieces.
Well, it was Derek's fault for smashing down the door.
No, not just the door, Bob. Everything.
Right, yeah.
The last few years have been the hardest of my life. And that's your fault. And without Derek, I don't know what I'd have done.
I understand. I always knew you and me was a long shot. But I had to give it one last chance. And now, well, I'll step aside. The gracious loser. The chivalrous knight puts away his lance. The injured wolf returns to the forest to howl alone.
What?
I'm just saying I've given up.
You do look good in a tuxedo, though.
Do you like it? I got matching shoes and everything. Look at these bad boys, eh?
Hang on. Is that an ankle tag, Robert?
Yes. Yeah, I'm not quite free yet. Bloody thing means whatever I'm doing, I got to be back here by 7.
Back here?
No, not here. Home. Yeah, I got to be home by 7 p.m. I got a little flat in town, and I've got to be back by 7 p.m.
Right. I see. Well, it's 6:30 already. You better get going.
Is it? Right, yes it is. Well, in that case, I'll think about going. I imagine that you'll be leaving soon.
I'm not sure, Bob, to be honest. If I don't sort things out with Derek, I might just stay here overnight.
What? No, you can't do that. Come on. Derek's the man for you. Why wouldn't he be? He's dependable. He's the kind of guy who's always there for you. He's like the RAC. And when the jump leads come out, sparks fly.
You've changed your tune. 10 minutes ago, you were describing him as having the personality of a subbuteo figure.
Yeah, that's because I was cracking onto you, love. Heat of the moment. But like you just told me, he's what you need. Why don't you go in there now and sort things out, yeah? I bet the two of you will get your differences ironed out and be driving off into the sunset by, I don't know, about 5 to 7?
Well, I don't know about that, Bob. Derek and I have got some serious talking to do. Anyway, hadn't you better be going? You don't want to get into trouble on your first day out of prison.
Right, yeah. I'll just nip back inside and pick up my top hat. Well, it's been really lovely to see everyone, but I shall be on my way. Well, the first day of freedom this has been, eh?
Oh, don't forget your cane, Bob.
Of course. You know, the woman in the shop said I might not need it, but I'm glad I bothered now.
Well, it's been really nice meeting you.
Likewise, yes. See you soon, Barbara.
It's been lovely to see you, Bob. Do keep in touch.
Why, well, time for me to head home, which is in That direction there.
I'll come with you, Dad. Walk you down the lane.
Yeah. Bye, everyone. All right, Sam, where am I going to?
So, we just have to keep you within the radius of the Uncle Tag receiver box. What about down the side of the house with the bins?
Oh, it's disgusting over there. If I brush my cream jacket up against a black bin, that'll be the deposit gone. Look, in fact, I'm going to take it off. And the trousers. Look what you've made your dad do, Griff. Get naked behind the bin.
This is your fault. Why didn't you tell her your curfew was 11 p.m. or something?
Oi! I thought you'd just be happy I've stopped trying to chat up your mum.
Yes, I am very happy that the Alpha Stallion has retreated to his cave or nest or whatever. What made you see sense?
Oh, we had a heart-to-heart and she made it clear that it's never going to happen. The Queen Bee has rejected the dominant wolf. The killer whale must now swim in fresh waters.
Well, thank God. Come on, let's get you in those bins.
Actually, Bob, before you go, I want a word. What on earth are you doing? Why are you taking your trousers off behind a bin?
Free country, innit?
He just got a bit hot after all the stress today. First day out of prison and all that.
Whatever. You've been out of prison one day and you've wreaked havoc on my marriage. I want you to leave her alone. You've had your chance. And like the sleeve on that tuxedo, you covered it in bin juice and ruined it.
Ah, what? Stop. Listen, you can stand down, Captain Sensible. I've had a chat with her and she's not interested in me.
Really?
He's telling the truth, Derek. For once.
I know I'm out of the game, Derek. I just wanted to be happy. You two just need to remember the reason you got married in the first place.
Amongst other things, the married person's tax allowance.
No, not that. You're a good husband to her in all the ways I never was. You're honest, reliable, dependable. You know, when you say you're going to pick her up from the station, you do it. And in your own car. Not like me. In a left-hand drive transit van with fake plates full of pirated copies of Kung Fu Panda.
Ah, but she thinks all those qualities are boring.
You just need to add a bit of excitement to the mix. So just go in there and sweep her off her feet. And fight the urge to do a risk assessment first.
I don't know, Bob. She and I are very different people. She likes life in the fast lane. Getting to the airport with less than 3 hours to spare. Buying a 2-hour parking ticket when you're going to the cinema. Yes, it says 100 minutes. But how long are the trailers? She's incredible.
Me and Babs used to have the odd row from time to time, but, you know, that's normal. Just got to compromise a bit. Show her you can be spontaneous.
Oh, I'm not good with that, Bob. When I was in the Scouts, the motto was, be prepared. Not aimlessly steer a camper van across Europe.
Yeah, I was checked out at the Scouts for selling knock-off badges, so I'll have to take your word for that. Listen. Even though you're as predictable as Alfie Bow bringing out an album for Mother's Day, I do want Barbara to be happy, all right? So I will sort this out for you.
Don't get involved, Dad.
What do you mean?
Just leave this with me and Griff. Here, Griff.
I have no idea what you're planning.
Oh, I'll knock something together, don't you worry.
Thanks, Bob. But it's 7:05. I can't believe you're breaking your bail conditions on your first day out.
Don't tell Mum this. Dan's actually been out of prison a few months and he's been living with me and Alice. The Uncle Tag is registered to this address. We didn't tell Mum because we knew she wanted nothing to do with it. So that's why Dad's hiding behind a bin in his shirt and pants.
And a cummerbund.
I'm not sure I feel comfortable about lying to Barbara.
You don't tell Babs and I'll save your marriage. How's that for a deal?
Look, Derek, it's getting late. Maybe it's best if you go home and I stay here tonight. I need some space to have a think about what I want from life. I want music. I want laughter. I want exotic foreign food.
I did take you to an Italian restaurant, Barbara. And if you hadn't been so angry, I'd have got a Viennetta out when we got home.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Okay, thanks for asking.
I've been rowing for about 3 hours now. Sorry, not rowing. Having a forthright exchange of views?
We're fine, thanks.
Derek was about to leave. Is it okay if I stay in the spare room tonight?
Oh, yeah, you mean Bob? Yeah, the spare room. I'm just going to go and move some things out of there and heavily Febreze it.
Sorry to disturb.
No problem. Everything okay?
Yeah, you might want to come and see us on the driveway.
What's this? A camper van?
That's right, ma'am. Fit for a trip across Europe. Come and have a look.
Derek, was this you?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, 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 it was. It was all Derek's idea. He just asked me for some help with the execution.
Although I certainly didn't ask Griff to use a horn like that. It's actually illegal to use a horn in a built-up area after 9 p.m. Apart from in a genuine emergency situation.
Not now, mate.
So does this mean you will travel across Europe with me in a camper van?
No.
Yes, 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 of course that's what it means. And not just that, come inside.
Look at this. It's full of takeaway food.
Yeah, Derek bought you a dish from every restaurant in town, apart from Pavarotti's.
Ah, oh, that's so thoughtful. And romantic. And spontaneous. Derek.
Look, I have to admit I did have some help from Griff and... Well, come out, Bob. Come out from behind those bins.
Bob?
Yeah, okay, it was me.
Oh, thank God he's put his clothes back on.
I may have had a hand in this, Bob. It was nothing, really. Just Big Bob making some calls and putting in some favours for a special couple. And if you open the cupboard...
Oh, a chocolate orange, a bottle of gin, and...
And a Cuban cigar. You're welcome.
Oh, you're too kind, Bob.
Now, a couple of things about the camper van before you drive off into the sunset. My mate Dave used to use it to cart meat around Europe, see? So there is a bit of an ambient smell. But open the sunroof and get her on the motorway, and that dissipates in minutes.
Yeah, I went to pick it up, and at first it smelled like a pasty from a newsagent, but then I opened the windows and it's begun to lift.
Also, this number plate will get you pulled over in certain territories.
Thanks. But your ankle tag... Shouldn't you be at home right now?
Yeah. About that, why don't we just take these 35 dishes of the world inside, and I'll explain everything.
I can't wait.
Griff. You did go to Pavarotti's, didn't you?
Of course. There's a lasagna in the paper bag.
It's 9 a.m. at Dallas Airport, and Snifferdog Buster is off the leash and running wild in the perfume store.
Oh, Buster, you naughty spaniel.
That was Mum on the phone from Belgium.
Oh, are they having a nice time?
Absolutely not. They're having a total nightmare.
Oh, no.
Well, the meat smell in the camper van is intensified and they're having to avoid urban areas or they get chased by dogs.
Yeah, Dave said he's had no dogs on the driveway since he sold it on. I think he's missing the company, to be honest.
Well, she did say she wanted adventure.
Well, the adventure is currently on hold. They've broken down in a lay-by outside Ghent.
Yeah, I asked Dave about that, and he said it'd be good for crossing Europe as long as they're always driving downhill.
Well, maybe this will temper Mum's spontaneous streak. I'm just happy they're back together and that you've stood down Casanova edition Bob.
Yeah, you know what they say, Bob. Never go back to an ex. I mean, we've all been tempted, you know.
What, we've all been tempted?
Oh, no, it's definitely for the best. Anyway, I went back to the hire company with a suit all covered in bin juice. I told the woman behind the counter the whole story, and she felt so sorry for me, she's waived the cleaning fee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm meeting at Pavarotti's tomorrow lunchtime. Can anyone lend me 3 tenors?
Ankle Tag starred Katie Wicks, Steve Spears, Ellis James, Joseph Marcel and Ruth Maddock. It was written by Gareth Gwynne and Benjamin Partridge. The producer was Adnan Ahmed, and it was a BBC Studios production.